Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking exterminator. And guess what? Today we're diving into something super important. Self-love and acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others, picking apart every little flaw? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly everyone else seems to have it all figured out except for, well, you. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-love isn't about being perfect or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about recognizing your worth, flaws and all, and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Like, imagine if your best friend was constantly putting themselves down. Would you let them? Of course not. You'd be like, hey, snap out of it. You're amazing. So why don't we extend that same level of love and support to ourselves? All right, let's break down some key takeaways to help us on this self-love journey. First off, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, stop comparing yourself to others. It's a recipe for misery and it doesn't even serve any purpose. Remember, everyone is on their own unique path with different strengths, weaknesses, and experiences. Focus on your own growth and celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Next up, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend. Be kind, understanding, and forgiving. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them and move on. Number 3. Identify your inner critic and start silencing that negative voice. That little voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, that needs to go. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Believe me, your brain is like a muscle. The more you use it to focus on positive things, the stronger it gets. Fourthly, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine laugh with a friend. These are all treasures worth celebrating. And lastly, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. Lean on trusted friends and family, or seek professional guidance if you're struggling. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's super talented, hardworking, and has amazing goals for the future. But Sarah constantly compares herself to others, feeling like she's never good enough. She puts pressure on herself to be perfect in every aspect of her life, leading to anxiety and self-doubt. This constant inner critic is keeping her from truly enjoying her accomplishments and pursuing her passions with confidence. Sound familiar? Now, imagine Sarah taking a step back and practicing self-love. She starts focusing on her strengths, celebrating her achievements, and being kind to herself when she makes mistakes. She replaces negative thoughts with positive affirmations and cultivates gratitude for the good things in her life. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows, her anxiety diminishes, and she feels empowered to chase her dreams without fear of judgment. See? It's about shifting your perspective and treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer a dear friend. Remember, self-love isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to be your authentic, radiant self and shine brightly in the world. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-love today. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and treat yourself with kindness. You deserve it. Share this episode with someone who needs a little extra love and encouragement, and let's spread the message of self-acceptance far and wide. Until next time, keep overthinking to a minimum and remember, you are worthy, capable, and loved just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.